248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News special report. Those five U.S. Marines aboard a helicopter that crashed near San Diego are dead. Military officials confirming a day after the chopper went down in bad weather on the return from a training mission from Creech Air Force Base, northwest of Las Vegas. The wreckage was located yesterday morning close to the mountain community of Pine Valley. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is there.
As the West Coast was hit with a historic storm, the chopper's flight path through the San Diego Mountains would have meant difficult flying conditions. But retired Marine Colonel and former helicopter pilot Eric Buyer tells CBS News he doesn't think the weather caused the crash.
I immediately began to think something mechanical happened. It's a 53 Echo, a big stable platform, to simply go missing. Is very rare.
Officials say an investigation's underway, so are efforts to recover the remains of the five Marines. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden and Donald Trump are tied in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette University Law School poll.
49-49 with registered voters, 50 for Trump, 49 for Biden with likely voters. When we add in third-party votes, it stretches to a three-point Trump lead.
Poll director Charles Franklin on the Devil's Advocate show on Civic Media. The election is 9 months away. Governor Evers says he doubts the legislature will pass new legislative maps that he proposed. At the same time, he suggests he would approve his version if Republicans pass it without changes. Leading Republican lawmakers say they're thinking of bringing the Democratic governor's maps up for votes as soon as next week. The state Supreme Court will draw new maps if lawmakers and the governor don't. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A small fire at the Domtar paper mill in Nicoosa yesterday was contained quickly. News 7 reports fire crews responded around 6:30 last night, and the fire was contained in a short amount of time. They're not sure what caused the fire, but it may have been started from wood chips stuck in one of the mill's stacks. Multiple crews responded to the fire, including Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Rome, Port Edwards, and Barron. The DNR is encouraging anyone interested in hunting for the first time this year to enroll in a hunter education course now before the courses begin to fill up this spring. This can also be a chance for veteran hunters to refresh those valuable lessons, as many hunting accidents involve hunters older than 40. You can visit dnr.wisconsin.gov to find a class option that works for your schedule. They have online and in-person options available. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock, got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of production, Mr. Seth Habager.
Good morning, all.
We're here to have some fun with all of you. We appreciate you, the best listeners in radio, joining us. We also appreciate Brittany joining us, talking a little Mother Nature with us. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing better now that we get to talk to you today.
Yeah.
I know.
Yesterday's first 5 minutes of show was some of the weirdest of my 22 years in radio. That was really weird.
It was crazy.
Appreciate you rolling with us on that, Brittany. But thank you for joining us this morning. It's looking pretty nice out there right now, Brittany. But I'm curious about something before we dive into today's temperature. I've seen that we are on pace for the warmest winter we've ever had here in Wisconsin, like ever.
Wow.
Are you seeing some of the same data?
Are you feeling that?
Yeah,
really. I guess I didn't really need the numbers to tell me. I got to just look outside.
Yes, absolutely. We are already, this is the warmest start to the month of February that we have ever had.
Wow.
And, you know, we just came off the warmest January on record, and then also December as well, so... Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what's happening. And as we look at the next week or two, still above average.
Mm-hmm.
However, as we wind down February, we look to get to some average temperatures. Like our average highs are climbing at the end of February. So major cold snaps don't look like they're headed our way. We'll put it that way.
Okay. Interesting. We will keep the shorts out. We will just go ahead and, you know, just remember suntan lotion, everybody, please.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Right.
While there is very little sun, you want to be careful.
You know, here's the funny part, too. It's not funny, actually. It's the ironic part for today. The more sunshine you see today, the more chances you have of a severe storm hitting you later on this evening.
just dodging bullets left and right
with
Mother Nature. We'll roll with it.
Okay, sounds good.
like we can fight it.
Yeah, like what can we do? Yeah.
Well, no, I'm putting my foot down. No, Mother Nature, we want winter now. Good luck trying to tell Mother Nature what to
do. Like the claps of thunder.
Yes.
There you go.
Brittany, appreciate the forecast and the updates from you.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. Have a good day.
You too. We'll talk tomorrow. The best in the business right there. We love working with Brittany. She's the best. She rolls with things so well. We appreciate that. Appreciate our team here, too. Before we diving into what we got going today, good stuff lined up for you. But I did want to mention, yesterday, if you happen to be listening to yesterday's first 5 minutes of show, I work with the best team ever. We were having trouble. Our board was frozen, and I've never seen anything like what we were dealing with yesterday morning.
It was like half the computer was working and half of it was. It was very strange.
It was weird. Yeah. And unsure of what to do, in part because I've been in similar situations in the past, and things that I have tried have only made things worse. So I'm sitting there with a frozen board and not really sure where to go from there or anything. We were able to work through it on air and talking it out with the audience. Seth had the idea of starting it up and on again, which may not seem like a great brain idea or whatever it really was in the moment. But we switched chairs. While we're switching chairs, Melissa is carrying on the conversation and doing a great job at it. By the way,
yeah, I'm telling you,
We recently entered submissions for the WBA, the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, and good luck to all participants in that.
Yep.
I believe that we already have our submission for next year. I think we have it. It's right there for you. Just lock that up, tighten it up, maybe edit it a little bit, and then throw it and submit it.
Do they have a Grace Under Fire Award? Because I think they need one. It's like the wackiest thing that's happened while you've been on air and try to keep it moving. So, yeah.
They are going to create a category just for that segment. Just for that. They should.
They really should. Yeah,
it was great. It was awesome. It's the definition of live radio. What we love about it.
100%, man.
And appreciate everybody out there. We got good feedback from you guys. You laughed along with us and had some fun with it. Because that's why we call you the best listeners.
Radio, that's right.
Stuff like that. Appreciate it. Good stuff lined up for you in a little bit. We'll get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to diving into that and celebrating all of you.
Yes, indeed.
We have got a little bit later. Obvious things people didn't know, like the origin of Howdy.
Ooh.
Obvious things people didn't know. So that's going to be an interesting one.
Interesting. I like that. Howdy. I use that occasionally.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
We got a Valentine's Day miracle about Applebee's and that date night thing that we were talking about the other day.
Jeez.
That's coming up.
All right.
We'll also get into some entertainment news. A new special on tonight about Toby Keith I want to mention. Tracy Chapman's Fast Car. Disney has got a new announcement about a sequel they are doing. And we've got Madden predictions for the big game along with... who was your favorite Super Bowl halftime performer in the last 8 years?
In the last 8 years. Okay, we're limiting it there. Okay.
Yeah, we'll get into that one, too. And after all that, Seth and I are going to get into weird Super Bowl 58 prop bets.
Those are always fun.
Yeah, we've got some crazy ones in there we want to touch on. All that coming up for you, along with some That Ain't Right story and some good stories of the day. We'll get into some local stuff as well. Got a bunch of great events going on over the next couple of weekends we want to highlight and talk about. But we start right here, Seth, where we should, of course, start here in Wisconsin with Nebraska.
What?
What? Well, anyway. No. Nebraska will be scrapping its awesome tourism slogan. Nebraska, honestly, it's not for everyone.
What? What? Wait a minute. Nebraska, don't stay too long.
Nebraska. It's just just E-H-H-H-H. This week, Nebraska's Tourism Commission announced that it was ditching the tagline because it's, quote, it's a thing of the past and times change. Everything has a shelf life. That makes it seem like it's been around for generations, but it's only been around for about 5 years, and it was successful. A survey of tourists in the target market for Nebraska showed interest rising up 19% in 2019 to 39% more recently.
Wow.
And Nebraska moved up to become the 41st state people were interested in visiting, up from 50. So Nebraska was the 50th. It was dead last, and it moved up to 41st.
Wow. You know, I always thought Maryland was the last at all these lists, but then I realized, but Maryland has like Annapolis, you know, and a couple other things of interest to visit. Nebraska doesn't, I mean, Omaha?
Yeah.
I mean, that's about it. And that's right on the border.
In, I mean, unless you're a Cornhusker.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Of course, it was meant to be fun and self-deprecating, something they could use jokingly in their marketing as a way to appeal to people. But the slogan wasn't for everyone. The governor, Republican Jim Pillion, wasn't a fan. He recently called it nonsense and urged the commission to find a new slogan. Jim Pillion, to be fair, was born with no fun in his life.
No fun at all.
No fun. He does not believe in fun.
No. It's all serious.
It's unclear what the next slogan will be, but in the past it was Nebraska. Where the West Begins.
I always thought that one was cool.
It's a great title.
That's a great one.
It's a great slogan. I think there's a couple of interesting things with this. One, the actual purpose of the article and everything is just kind of funny.
It is.
I think that what do you got to lose? Like,
really?
You're in 50th place. You try this slogan, and then, boom, it works. Mm-hmm. I think this is another interesting part of this article, that to find out that slogans matter to people. Like, they didn't move. You know, it's not just a coincidence. They change a slogan and they move up like 9 spots.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing to be take lightly.
Right.
And ask how our friends up north here in Wisconsin feel about tourism right now with no snow.
Exactly.
You know, tourism is the lifeblood of most states.
Mm-hmm. Anymore, right?
And we're pretty fortunate here in Wisconsin that we actually have pretty decent tourism.
We do.
We do pretty well when it comes to that subject. Then there are states like Nebraska and places that not a lot of people want to go to. So you change up the slogan. You do. What's the harm in trying?
Right.
And to Governor Pillion, I mean, grow up.
Come on.
Who are? And this is coming from the most, arguably the most serious person in the world. Like, what are you doing? Your people obviously wanted this. Mm-hmm. They like this.
Yeah.
Your job is to represent them.
Yeah.
I feel like politicians need to be reminded of this every once in a while.
Sadly, yes.
Your opinion doesn't matter. Your opinion is the opinion of your constituents.
It should be, yes.
It ain't about you.
Mm-hmm.
The moment any politician makes it about themselves, I feel like they're doing the job wrong.
Mm.
It ain't about you.
Yep.
Like, we appreciate you doing this job.
Yep.
Thank you. But you were voted in. You got a pretty cushy gig. Enjoy the gig and do what your people are asking you to do.
Exactly.
I don't see the harm in this. Now,
no.
I am curious. I don't think that anybody, I feel pretty confident about this, Seth, and you and I are transplants. We'll admit that.
That's true, yep.
Mm-hmm. But I feel pretty confident saying there is no Wisconsinite out there that is going to look for changing on Wisconsin.
No,
I don't think anybody looks to change that, and I don't think they need to. I think it's a great slogan. I like the slogan. Onward, forward, a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I am curious, if you were to change it, what would you change the Wisconsin slogan to? What do you think would be a great slogan? If you couldn't use the one that we already have, because I think that most of us all agree we've got
a good slogan
in Wisconsin already. But what would you change it to? 715-424-2600. Keeping in mind, this is a PG show.
Please. Family show here.
We would love to hear that, though. Call up anytime during the show today, 715-424-2600. You can just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app, and thank you to everybody who has downloaded the app.
You know what I think they should do? In Nebraska, I mean.
Mm.
I think they should like lean into it even further.
Yeah.
So what they should do is have an ad campaign with famous Nebraskans. I know there's a few out there.
Yeah.
And so what they would do is they'd come on and they describe, you know, some of the cool things in Nebraska, and then and that's why I left.
Yes.
So you could have it both ways. You could both highlight the good things about Nebraska and then make a joke out of it. It's like, yep, and that's why I live in, you know.
That's perfect. Which states, we're going to get into that state, the states people want to visit and have visited the most. We got that coming up for you maybe a little bit later.
That's a good one. Yeah.
We got to get into our birthday and anniversary club. That is coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
It is going to be breezy and mild with a few scattered showers likely today. We'll get to around 53 for a high. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, showers, maybe even a thunderstorm, our low 37. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler 42. On Saturday, partly cloudy and even cooler with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
It's time to do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Yay!
Yeah. We love celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to celebrate and start your morning over with them. They are a bit hard at work right now. Their doors are wide open. Head on over there. Check them out. They have, just looking at their Facebook page, which we encourage you to follow. Good morning. Thursday specials are below. If you need a break from cooking, come in. We will do it for you. Have a wonderful day. Dine in or call for a to-go at 715-887-2233, 887-2233. See, their breakfast special is Irish Benedict with potato and fruit.
Ooh, Eggs Benedict, yum.
Lunch special is a BLT wrap with french fries and fruit. It sounds really good.
Yeah,
Find out how good it is and how great the people are over there at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Mm-hmm. Go wish a good morning to our friends over at El Cafe.
They got such a great staff over there.
Really
so cool.
Yeah. Really good people. Let's go ahead and dive right into our birthday and anniversary list. Before we do, though, I want to remind you, we want this list bigger, everybody.
Yeah, come on.
Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We want to celebrate with you. Info at WFHR.com, James.Mailoff at CivicMedia.us. You can email any of our staff that way. Go ahead and direct message us on our Facebook pages when you're sharing your love stories on there to celebrate WFHR's. We're celebrating love stories around here.
Don't forget.
More on that later. But go ahead and add us, get in there your birthdays and anniversaries. We want to celebrate with you.
All right.
And you can call up during the show, 424-2600, or if you're using the Civic Media app, you're just a touch or two away, 715-424-2600.
Just in case you forgot, you know, this is the time.
Yeah. So, Seth, I need from you a one or a two.
One. All right. The old number one.
That gives us our qualifier. And we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to our own Michael Comer.
Oh, Mike Comer. Happy birthday, Mike.
Mike does a great job for us.
He does.
Mike is one of the voices for calling games for us.
Yes, he is.
Does a fantastic job with that. Mike's a fun guy to work with, too. Haven't gotten to know him that well, but over the last couple of months, we've run into each other more, and it's been great getting to know him. Does a lot around this city, too.
He really does. I got to tell you, when he started doing football this year, he had not done this before, and he has grown so quickly into this, the announcer role. He's done such a great great job. I give a big shout out to him for learning on the job.
Yeah, yeah, which is not easy.
No, it's not.
This gig, it's one of those ones where you've got about, you throw a rock and you can find somebody that, oh, I could do that. Mm. Oh, I want to do that. And I cannot tell you how many people we have had come up to me over the years and want to do the gig. And like, all right, this is what it takes.
Yes.
And then you get two or three steps in, and they're tuned out. They're not paying attention or anything. You could tell if they really want to do a job like this.
Yeah.
It shows. Michael, it shows with him.
It's putting the prep in. Yep. Yeah. Got to get all that prep.
Appreciate you, Michael. Great work.
We do.
Have a great birthday.
Yes.
We wish a very happy birthday as well to another person who puts a lot into our community, Joe Zerflew.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Joe, enjoy your day. We hope it's a great one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish a happy birthday to a great man, a wonderful guy, a wonderful boss as well. And I'm just reading exactly what he told me to. No, former colleague around here, Mr. Bob Look.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Bob, you could thank Seth. You're a qualifier, Bob.
Oh, my gosh.
Bob couldn't qualify for many, many years,
obviously.
I think
obviously. I picked him last year, too.
I think so. I think you did. Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. I've said this before. I got two main people to thank when it comes to my radio life.
Mm.
Jim Ross, Panama Jack, who first hired me and gave me a break in this industry and for some reason kept me. Didn't just hire me, but kept me around and actually hired me twice.
That's true.
I forgot about that. He actually hired me twice. And when I left radio and I was gone for a good handful of years, it's one of these industries that is so hard to get back into once you have been out.
Mm.
I came back to town here to help take care of my pop and these things and need work. Bob, I talked to Bob and hit it off with him right away, brought me in to cover sports. And that's all I was going to do was just run the board. And I was very excited about that. I actually wasn't really interested in talking on the air anymore. I had kind of gotten my fill of that. And I was pretty much done with talking on the radio, especially with it being different format.
Mm-hmm.
I come from music. I come from being on the air and having to talk for 15, 20
DJing,
seconds.
Yeah.
Doing talk radio didn't seem very interesting, not only to me, but I didn't think I'd be very good at it. And the jury's still out on the latter part. But I wouldn't even be here
10 years
Bob.
Later, yeah.
and if you and while you may not, regardless if you like me or not, for a while there, I'm the only guy here.
It's true.
And whether you like it or not, I because of me being here, we are able to keep on the air.
Exactly.
And I was here because of Bob. And I appreciate that out of Bob.
If nothing else, man, yeah.
Not to mention appreciate his friendship and everything I learned from him over the years. Appreciate you, Bob. Bob, still, as far as I know, I believe still doing Badger Games.
I believe he is.
There and doing that.
Yep.
Hope you're enjoying your day, Bob. And we'll talk soon, sir. I hope you have a good day. You're our qualifier.
Woo.
We move on and take a look at our celebrity birthdays. Bethany Hamilton is 34. Not just a PSA voice. We hear Bethany Hamilton all the time at our PSAs. Oh, or we used to.
We used to.
I don't think she's around anymore in those PSAs. But she was in those. And of course, incredible surfer. Mm-hmm. She survived a shark attack.
Yep.
And maybe by, I don't know about right now, but I guarantee in the last month or two, she's been out there. She's still out there
She loves the water.
The surfer culture is still alive and well. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's as popular as it used to be, but when I was in California, I never thought about surfing. They got me hearing them talk about it, being out there watching them.
Wow.
Like, got me really, really thinking about it. I never got a chance to actually go and attempt it or anything. I did some wakeboarding and some stuff like that, but surfing looks awesome to me.
You know, there was that time in the 60s when it kind of exploded, the whole surf culture. But the diehards have always been there.
Yeah.
And they'll always be there.
Julio Jones is 35, Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver, great receiver, fringe Hall of Famer.
Okay.
I think fringe Hall of Famer. He could. I wouldn't be shocked if he got in. Anderson .Paak is 38, R&B singer. Anderson .Paak, speaking of sports, he reminds me of Allen Iverson's playing style, the start-stop kind of ability. There's the guy that can stop at a dime, and then there's the guy that can stop at a dime and give you four pennies and keep one for himself. That's Anderson .Paak's singing style. Like, he's just an incredible singer. Like, really start-stop, just a really
that's cool.
Interesting flow. Not one that I've heard before.
He has his own style. That's cool.
The great, the wonderful Cicely Strong. strong is 40. SNL alum. Wow. She has worked very hard to get to where she has. I know that because I've seen a lot of it. Cicely was one of the first people I ran into when I first started at Second City. Mm-hmm. And just one of those people like Quintina Brunson and some others that I ran into and worked with loosely here and there that you meet them. And I'm not going to say, oh, I knew this person would be a star or something like that. I have no idea. I have no idea what makes a star or anything like that. But you work with these people, you're like, man, there's something, they're cut different. There's something about them that stands out. And if I see it, I'm pretty darn certain Lorne Michaels sees it.
You would hope so, his track record.
If I saw something, Lorne Michaels saw it years ago.
Right.
So congratulations to her and her
she's
success.
She's only 40?
And she's still going strong. Yeah.
She's been in this business a long time. Wow.
Really has, yeah. Let's see here. Seth Green is 50. Seth Green.
Oh, another Seth. Hey, Seth's got to stick together.
I'm a very big fan of Seth Green. I love his work. I can't believe he's 50. That's crazy.
No. Oh my gosh. Scott. He still looks so young though. I mean, he looked young for years and years and he still looks really good for his age.
But I look forward to it because it means he's getting older. He's older and he's still around.
Yeah.
But I am curious to see what old man Seth Green looks like. That's going to be interesting.
It's going to sound like Howard the Duck.
Nicely done. Also, of course, Scott Evil in the Austin Powers movies, Oz and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He's the voice of Chris on Family Guy, co-creator of Robot Chicken. Party Monster is, I think, if you are a fan of Seth Green and you want to know, hey, can he act? Watch Party Monster. The kid can act. The guy can act. He can act.
I remember, man, early X-Files episode he was a guest star in, and he played like a teenager because even then, I think he was probably in his 20s, but he looks so young he could play a teenager, and he does like a kind of a stoner guy, and he does it so well. I mean,
he's got the down. Yeah,
he's got it down.
If you're looking for a good bad movie, Idle Hands, Seth Green in that. He's great in it. He's so good at it. The Big Show is 52. WWE superstar and Captain Insano and Waterboy.
Wait. How old is he?
52.
52. Wow.
So The Big Show is only a couple years older than Seth Green. That seems weird. This is strange, but The Big Show is, not surprisingly to all of you out there, even bigger in real life. I went and saw. I've gone to a couple of Monday Night Raw match shows, and three of the three that I've been to, nosebleeding seats. Mm-hmm. You know,
right?
And you can still, like, from there, just see these mammoth of human beings.
These guys are huge.
I've been on football fields. I've been around a lot of basketball players and hockey players in my life. I've never seen athletes like wrestlers, like WWE wrestlers. I've never seen athletes like that. And I thought Triple H was gigantic, and I couldn't believe that because he never seemed that big to me on screen.
Right.
But in person, he seemed so much bigger. And then there was The Big Show, where I felt like even from the nosebleed seats, I could see like the dimples on his face.
Yeah,
like
the sweat glistening off.
Yeah, he's so big. And a great job on the mic. You know, Andre the Giant was one of our, we loved Andre. Mm-hmm. And if he even liked wrestling a little bit, chances are you loved Andre the Giant.
Yep.
But he'd be the first to tell you, wasn't really that comfortable or that great on the microphone. The big guy seldom is. Big Show, I think, has always done a really good job with that. Mm-hmm. He's always been very good on the microphone.
That was always the more interesting aspect to me when I was, you know, a kid, was the talking, right? The posturing was always so much fun to watch.
I don't think you're alone. One of my best friends, that's what he would completely tune out on the matches. As soon as you saw Mean Gene, you knew an interview was coming up or something like that. Stephanie Courtney is 54. You may not know who that is, but I guarantee you know who Flo from Progressive is.
Oh my gosh.
That's Flo's real name is Stephanie Courtney.
That's great. You know, I love to see, and maybe it's not where she, you know, thought she'd end up, but it's really cool to see that she stuck with that role for so long.
The young lady who does the AT&T ads learned a lot from Flo, and a lot of people have. What she did as an actor looking for work.
Working actor,
she gets a role, and they can keep her going, but she starts to notice, oh, I can't get other roles. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows me as Flo,
right.
And nobody wants to cast me as Stephanie. Nobody wants to cast this actor. So what I'm going to do is, okay, you want to keep me Progressive, You're going to pay for that.
Yep.
You're not only going to pay for it, a good paycheck, but I'm going to have some control over the commercials and the content. And so what a lot of people might not know, she directs a lot of those commercials.
She comes up
with a lot of the ideas.
Wow.
And the young lady, I wish I remember her name. She's a beautiful, smart, funny, talented actor.
Yeah.
She's been doing the AT&T ads for years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She does the same thing now. She's got tons of power. She has actually some really like, I don't, not like CEO level at AT&T, but she's got some clout over there. Right. And she designs the video. Like, she's a beautiful woman,
mm-hmm.
but she doesn't like her body to sell the commercials.
Yep.
She wants her comedy, her talent.
Yeah.
So she hides her body oftentimes in ads.
Mm-hmm. I just realized that, you know, especially the more recent ones. You know, when she first started out, yeah, they would highlight, you know, what she looked like and all that kind of stuff, which, yeah, I get. But yeah, more recently, it's more about her acting skill, you know, and that's kind of, that's really fascinating to me. She had a couple of chances. She had a couple of breaks on shows that didn't make it, kind of like James. Yes. Who knows well.
Yes.
She played Squirrel Girl there was going to be a TV show, a Marvel TV show of, the New Warriors, I think it was.
Yeah,
it was shelved.
Yeah.
And that probably would have been her big break.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
to do that. But, and it's like she was smart, though, like you said. You know, now she's got more input on that. Stephanie, you get to see her play all these different characters now on her ads.
Yeah.
And I think that's very cool because at least that allows her more creativeness, you know, that to come out.
That stuff stemmed from her and her creativity.
That's so cool.
This is what you get when you give actors a seat at the table.
Mm-hmm.
Why the it's
creative
important.
People, yeah.
When you see an executive producer credit to an actor or something like that, that's why. Because you see these kind of things and the things that they can do when you give them a chance. And you don't just have a bunch of kind of yes people just in the room.
No.
Something like that. Mary McCormick is 55, Stephen Amell's partner in Stars Heels. She is the star of USA Network's In Plain Sight as well.
Okay.
Vince Neil from Motley Crue is 63.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
63.
Yeah, from what I hear, still performing. I don't know if he's doing it great or not, but I hear that they're still touring.
Yes.
John Grisham is 69.
Oh, wow.
The Firm, The Client, The Rainmaker, The Chamber, The Pelican Brief,
The.
John Grisham actually named the band The. He actually named, no, he did not. He loves his thus.
Love it.
It's a very obscure reference. It's a very. Mary Steenburgen is 71.
Oh, wow.
Married to Ted Danson. I think a lot of people mm-hmm. know that, but a great actor. Great, great actor for many, many, many years.
You know, she's a very attractive woman, but for whatever reason, she got a lot of mom roles.
Yeah.
She's had throughout her career a lot of mom roles.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Maybe it's just she has a certain amount of warmth or something that comes across or whatever it is. But she's had a great career, though. She's done a lot of really cool things.
Creed Bratton is 81. He played Creed on The Office.
They just named him after himself?
Oh, a lot of the characters.
Oh, did they? Yeah, I didn't know that. Okay.
I have never heard the reasons why, but yeah, a lot of the characters on that show were actually went by their real first name.
Okay.
He played guitar in the Grassroots back in the 60s.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a pretty good guitar player.
Bizarre.
I think there was an episode where he did. I think there was an episode where he played guitar. Of all the Office characters, like background characters, he's like top 2, top 3. He's got to be. He had some of the funniest lines and the weirdest stuff going on with him.
Oh.
Like, you could have done a spinoff of Creed that I don't think would have lasted more than a season or two.
Probably not.
But I'd have watched him. Nick Nolte is 83.
Oh, God.
I heard somebody describe Nick Nolte's voice as if an ashtray could talk. And I don't think it was an insult. Something about his voice, something mm-hmm. about his gravel, his approach. Obviously, one of the most famous smug shots ever. And that's kind of what a lot of younger generations know of Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
People might not like me saying this or not. Nick Nolte, very good actor.
Very good actor.
Very 100% good actor.
Man. No,
There's no taking that away from him.
Look at his body of work, especially from the 90s.
Yeah.
Look at the movies that man was in. He was nominated for awards. I mean, Yeah, I mean, whatever happened since then, whatever. He's a good actor.
No. He couldn't get out of his own way.
It's like Gary Busey, same thing. Good actor that just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gary Busey, it was Nick Nolte. Him and Julia Roberts had the falling out in the film that famously, you go back and watch, like they would not be on they played love interests, but they wouldn't be, by the time the ending of the movie, they wouldn't be on set together.
Yeah,
It was so bad. And it really torched his career. It really did.
In a lot of ways, yeah.
And he didn't do himself, that's not just, that's partially on him. He's got to take responsibility too on that.
Yeah.
Though we just got to celebrate one of our great journalists the other day. Ted Koppel is 84 today. Another one.
Good old Ted Koppel.
We growing up, those three great journalists we had on those three major networks. And
you know, that Nightline was Ted Koppel.
Yes.
He's the one that created it. And then it never, and when he retired, they never kept it going. It was such an outlier. Yes. For news, because late night, because ABC never had a late night show.
Yeah,
they had
Ted
Koppel, they had Nightline, and they covered some really interesting topics on that show that the other news shows would not cover.
Absolutely,
they did some real hard hitting stuff.
I remember watching it a lot.
Oh yes,
It's not often we can say this. Oftentimes, when we say the GOAT or the greatest of all time, there's some debate to it. There is no debate about the greatest composer of all time. John Williams is 92 today.
For movies, man, you are 100% right. The greatest.
You can have favorites. You can have people you like more than John Williams, but you cannot deny that the mega composer behind Star Wars, Harry Potter, Indiana Jones, E.T., Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Jaws, Superman, Jurassic Park, Schindler's List, Memoirs of a Geisha, he's been nominated for 54 Academy Awards and holds the record for the most Oscar nominations by a living person. Of those, he's only won 5 times. Poor guy's only won 5 Oscars. He's also won 26 Grammy Awards, 3 Emmys, and 4 Golden Globes.
Wow.
And a Dad of the Year mug. But like, I should just throw that in there.
I don't know if he's got any kids, but hey.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I mean, what can you say? I mean, look at his body of work, man. He's one of the most remarkable movie people of all time. Absolutely.
And apparently not a diva. Like a great guy to work with. People love working with him. He loves to work.
Yeah. I think that's one of the reasons why people kept using him.
Yeah.
Because he was such a really good guy to work with.
Really seems to have a love of movies as well. And that I think that's a huge part of why he's good at this job. And it may not seem like a necessity on your resume, but I think as a composer, that would be something that would matter to me. Hey, do you love movies? Do you like movies?
Yeah, exactly.
Some people no longer with us. The great Gary Coleman, born on this day in 1968, passed away in 2012. What'd you talk about, Willis? Gary Coleman made a good career out of everything he had. Three amazing actors right here. But one of my biggest influences, one of my favorites of all time, Mr. Jack Lemmon, born on this day in 1925, passed away in 2001. Some Like It Hot. I saw that as a kid, and I mimicked, and I wanted to be Jack Lemmon. Mm-hmm. I thought he was just so funny. I thought he was, and I wasn't a funny person, and I thought Jack Lemmon was funny. And
one of those actors that could do drama and comedy equally well.
Yeah.
He could do both, and that is really rare about how well he could do both.
I think some actors, not to anybody's fault, but some of them just kind of get lost in the shuffle, and we don't get a chance to truly appreciate them until we take a step back and we look at their lives when they're past.
Yeah.
Jack Lemmon is one of the pure examples of that to me. Interestingly enough, I think Walter Matthau was another one who we partnered with quite a bit.
Several times because of how good. Think about him starting out, Some Like It Hot.
Yeah.
And then Grumpy Old Men when he was older. And still, he could do it all.
And one thing that Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau showed with their arc of their careers was to Robert De Niro, to Al Pacino, to Christopher Walken, to a lot of these other actors that we see nowadays doing very similar things that they did in their careers, going from drama to comedy, a lot of that. Well, now it's nothing to see a dramatic actor shift into that.
Yes.
I think a lot of that stems from the success that they had doing it. With Grumpy Old Men,
and it was all talent. Neither of them were like pretty boys, you know. They got through on their talent.
12 Angry Men. I almost forgot to mention 12 Angry Men. Yeah. Got to get that one in there. I'm going to watch some Jack Lemmon scenes today.
That's good stuff.
And I'm going to be watching some James Dean scenes. James Dean, born on this day in 1931, passed away in 1955. I think when we lose people young, and especially a guy like that, so charismatic, handsome, and everything, it gets, again, lost in the shuffle. He was only getting better.
Yep.
You watch all three of his movies, which I've done this twice in my life, where I watched all three of his movies back to back to back.
In order of chronological order. Yeah.
Just to, I wanted to see how he was growing as an actor. Was he growing as an actor? Did he care about acting? Yeah, he did. Yeah. Yeah. There's a reason that Rebel Without a Cause is so successful. Mm-hmm. It's not the greatest script. It's not the greatest movie.
No.
It's got a couple of strong performances in it, but it is all about James Dean and his facial expressions and the depth that he takes that character. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things, what if questions that I have that I've had since I was a child. What if he was still around? What if he could have done more?
Yeah. Or check out his early live television roles. Live.
Yeah.
And that's some good stuff, too.
And we wrap up remembering the great Jules Verne, born on this day in 1828, passed away in 1905, Around the World in 80 Days, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Journey to the Center of the Earth. Just a couple things on Jules Verne's resume there.
You know, of the early, of the big three early science fiction writers, between him, Edgar Allan Poe, and H.G. Wells, I think he was the most consistent.
Yeah.
Of all his stories. He was probably the best writer of the three.
Poe is my favorite and one of my top favorite writers, but I wholeheartedly agree with you. Yeah, wholeheartedly. Especially with the consistency.
Very consistent. Like you say,
that's a good note by you. One more time, wishing a happy birthday to our good friend Michael Comer.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Our friend Joe Zerflin.
Happy birthday, Joe.
And our former colleague and great friend, Mr. Bob Look, who is our qualifier today. Wish Bob a good birthday today.
Yeah, happy birthday, Bob.
And join our friends over at El Cafe. They're open right now. Got some great specials going on. Enjoy some great food and great atmosphere and wonderful people at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The daughter of an inmate who killed himself at the Waupun State Prison is suing state prison officials. Megan Hoffman says they didn't give him adequate mental health care and medication. Dean Hoffman was found dead in his cell in 2023 on his ninth day in solitary confinement. He's one of at least three inmates who died at Waupun that year. Misinformation is distorting the immigration debate, so says Vina Iyer, who's an immigration law expert. She says the notion that people come to the United States for government benefits is a stubborn misconception.
There are so many laws that actually highly restrict immigrants from getting any type of public benefits or services.
Iyer says the U.S. needs comprehensive fixes to immigration law instead of stricter border enforcement. Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. It's Flood Insurance Awareness Week in Wisconsin. Brittany Merlot has more information.
Flood insurance policies from the National Flood Insurance Program have a 30-day waiting period, so you don't want to wait until floodwaters are rising. Standard homeowners and renters insurance policies do not cover flood damage, yet millions of Wisconsinites don't have flood insurance coverage. Flood insurance policies can protect individuals, families, and businesses, and can start at just $100 per year. It's even available for those who don't live in floodplains, because on average, 40% of flood insurance claims occur outside of these high-risk flood areas anyways.
The New York City group Uptown will perform in Wisconsin Rapids tonight. With amazing choreography and energy galore, this show will entertain the whole family. Uptown will perform at 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center. Visit SavorTheArts.com for more information. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Wisconsin loses at Michigan. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers losing 72-68 to a struggling Michigan Wolverine program. They were able to snap a five-game losing streak. The Badgers head to Rutgers Saturday. Number 7th-ranked Marquette getting ready to host St. John's on Saturday. The Golden Eagles have now won 6 in a row. Baseball. The Brewers adding players after trading pitcher Corbin Burns to the Orioles. They've signed Jacob Junis from the Giants to a one-year deal. And they've also added catcher Gary Sanchez from the Padres to a one-year contract worth $7 million. NFL, the Chiefs getting ready for the Super Bowl, but since Las Vegas is the host city, they have to borrow the facilities of their rival, the Raiders. Andy Reid says everything is just fine.
It's great conditions to prepare for this game. I think our guys have been focused in up to this point, and the facilities are great.
That's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Labor shortages, retention problems, it's been a challenging time for my business. But in Wisconsin, there's 600,000 people with disabilities who are ready to work right now. They just need you to believe in them and say yes. I did.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We've got it all today. Flirting with record high temperatures as winds gust up to 30 miles per hour, surging our high temperatures to the low 50s. We'll see a mix of some sun, clouds, spotty showers, and also a possibility of some thunderstorms later this afternoon and into the evening. Currently, it's 39.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James behind the mic with you. Hope you're having a good morning.
Georgia, I swear I've never seen such a smile. Gorgeous enough to make angels' heart run wild.
Pretty famous song right there, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know Bob Skaggs sang it? Did you know that?
Yes.
Probably.
You're such probably an underrated singer. Yes. I like Boss Gags. Mm-hmm. He's so underrated, man.
We're going to get into some other things that may seem obvious that you didn't know, but maybe you think you did. Well, in just a moment. First, let's take a call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
All right. You know, with you two on, we got to get a little bit of playmakers in there.
Sure thing. Quick episode of playmakers in real quick here.
You're talking about Nick Nolte having his birthday today, and I have to agree with you, James. He is a really good actor, especially one of those, many movies he was in, 48 Hours, that. But one movie that I think he did a great job acting in, because he had to deal with a bunch of athletes probably that had no idea how to act, was in Blue Chips.
Yeah.
Wow.
Blue Chips is it's actually, like, again, I don't know how great of a movie it is, but it's kind of a classic into certain generations, to our generations and everything, because it was one of those first movies that kind of gives you a little bit of honest look at college sports.
College sports, yeah.
And it ain't documentary style anything. No. There's obviously some, they blow some things in, out of proportion and all that, but his performance is so high school basketball coach or the college basketball coach of the time.
Yes.
Obviously took a lot from the Hoosiers guy.
Bobby Knight.
Bobby Knight.
Yeah.
Bobby Knight, yep.
Yeah, mimicking of a lot of Bobby Knight right there and everything. But yeah, it's a great performance. And the movie holds up, but you're so right about this. Like Shaquille O'Neal has turned into, become very comfortable on screen. I don't know if he's great at what he's great at selling stuff.
I wouldn't go that
stuff.
Far. No.
I don't know if he's great at acting or anything like that. But boy, was he really green behind the ears.
Raw then.
He's really
raw
on that one. Yeah,
I had forgotten they used actual players for that movie. Wow. Yeah.
I don't know if it holds up, but it was a fun movie. I liked it. I thought it was a good movie. Yeah. Good reference.
Well,
if I
go through my TV guide or, the list or whatever, if I see that on, I'll probably watch it.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm talking about it. I'm going to probably try and see if I can find it on the TV service.
It's one of those things. It gets in your head. You're like, I haven't seen that in a while. I got to go see that. I love a good movie. A good movie is like a good song that way, where even if you don't sit around for the whole movie, you want to catch certain scenes.
Yeah, exactly.
How many times have you listened to a song and all of a sudden you're like, I got to go to Pandora and look and find their station?
Yeah.
A
bunch of times. Yeah, so right. Hey, good to talk to you, man. Have a great morning.
All right, you guys have a great day.
You too. Best listeners in radio. Appreciate hearing from you,
man,
guys.
Good sports movies are hard to find too. Let's be fair. Sports movies there's so few really good ones.
Heard a group of people trying to put together a list of the top five best football movies of all time, and they were struggling. Like, they were having a hard time with it and everything.
Does The Last Boy Scout count?
Yeah.
Because I can't really think of many. Wow.
That's what they were doing. But one of the people had Silver Linings Playbook as their number one football movie. I'm like, that ain't a football
movie. That's not a football movie.
You can't do that.
It just said playbook on it. That's all.
And they were all wrong. In my opinion, just my take, just my opinion on this, I think if you're, I would say off the top of my head, the best football movie I've ever seen, other than maybe Any Given Sunday, but that one kind of blows things out of proportion too.
Yeah.
The Longest Yard. Longest Yard is my favorite football movie.
There you go.
It is complete nostalgia for me. It is sitting there with my dad watching The Longest Yard on WGN and waiting for the final scene. It's my dad. It may be his favorite final scene in any movie ever.
Really?
Every time that he's going to go get the spoiler alert, anybody hasn't seen The Longest Yard.
Longest Yard to the title.
At the end, Burt Reynolds is walking away, and he's obviously an inmate, and they're ticked off that the inmates beat the
yeah.
And so it looks like they think he's going to run away. They think he's going to try to take off, and so they're going to shoot him, and they don't because he's just going to get the game ball. It's awesome. It's a great
scene.
Wow,
look at how animated you are, man. Oh,
love that scene. Love that scene. It's a great movie. What is your favorite football movie? 424-2600.
Okay, I gotta throw this out there. Yeah, it's kind of cheesy. It's kind of cheesy. Necessary Roughness.
Oh, okay.
That right. It's got such a great cast. It's silly movie, but I like it. It's got Scott Bakula in it. It's got Sinbad in it. It's got Kathy Ireland as the kicker. I mean, it's great.
A good friend of mine that played college ball and got farther than most people I ever know in that game.
Sure.
Said when I brought this up with him, immediately The Replacements.
Oh, The Replacements. Whoa,
really?
Wow. Okay.
Like, really? The Replacements? It's like, yeah, that movie, there's parts of that movie where they give you insight that you may not realize you're getting.
Oh, wow.
The quicksand speech that Gene Hackman gives, where you're everything. We just saw with the Detroit Lions. Everything is rolling. Things are going good. One thing goes wrong. Get your foot in quicksand and you just start sinking. And you can't. And he said that that's what the game can really be like.
Wow.
That everything is rolling and you just trip. Just one trip, and all of a sudden it feels like, oh, well, it's just a trip. It's no big deal. But then one other thing goes, and another thing goes, and it's just
all sort of rolling, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's
crazy.
Yeah. 715-424-2600. Let's celebrate the Super Bowl. Let us know what your favorite football movie is.
Yeah.
So there's a thread online where people are talking about the obvious things that they didn't pick up on until someone else pointed them out. I always think these lists are fun and you can have a good time with these.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before with certain stuff. I think a good example is on your gas gauge.
Mm.
There's a little arrow that points. That arrow is pointing to where your gas cap is. Some people, when they first hear that, their minds
That's
are blown.
True. That's
like,
true.
Know? And other people are like, yeah, I knew that when I was 16. What are you talking about?
I still use it. Even though I've had my car for 100 years,
brother,
I still have to remember. Wait, now which side is the gas cap on?
You are not alone on this one. Man. Yeah, you are not alone. Anybody who says that they never use it, like I maybe not a lot, but never use it? No, that I doubt that. I doubt that. So here's some interesting ones.
Okay,
how the judicial bail system works. Someone said that they thought it was a fee that you paid to avoid jail. They didn't realize that it was basically collateral and that you got the bail money back if you showed up for your trial.
Yes, that's the theory, right?
Now that's interesting to me. That would be right there up. That be that high on the list and everything. Yes. Interesting.
Are that many people worried about getting arrested and having to post bail? Is that what it is?
Yeah. There's not a lot of advantages of growing up on the other side of the tracks.
But you know how to do that.
I knew this one right away. I knew that one pretty early in life. Someone said that it's. Someone said that it's called metal because it's harder than rock music. It's actually debatable how the term metal rose to represent the genre, but this is amusing, and we couldn't help putting it on our list here.
Wow, heavy metal. Now, I've got someone.
It's just hilarious to be somebody dissecting this.
One of the stories I heard, Chaz Chandler, famous, the bassist for the Animals, but also a manager of Jimi Hendrix. He's the one that brought Jimi up and got him his first contracts and got him going. He said that the first time he ever saw that was in a review of Jimmy's music. Mm. He said that the reviewer, and I don't know who it is, and I've never actually seen the review, so I don't know how accurate this is that it sounded like heavy metal falling from the sky.
That is that cool.
That's what he said Hendrix's guitar playing sounded like. So maybe that is where it came from. I don't know.
I love the origin stories of these things, Led Zeppelin's origin story, stuff like that. Yeah. That hundreds of years ago, goodbye was born out of the shortened form of God be with you.
Oh. Oh, that's cool.
I think we've had that in our random facts or something.
I think we have. It seems familiar.
I know we've done that one before, but that is interesting. That hundreds of years ago, howdy came out of how do ye.
How do ye?
Yeah.
I'm going to start using that instead. How do ye?
I cannot wait to hear you to see the reaction of somebody when you do that. Yes.
How do ye?
So howdy came from how do ye?
Yeah.
Okay.
Contraction. Yep. We like to do that.
That's a blessing because how do ye? I don't know if I'm responding to that. Like ye. What are we in 18th, ye? 17th, 16th century England or something? Yeah, right. Come on, man. Howdy. I love that. How do ye, which is so formal.
Sounds very, there, you know, yeah, very strict and mer.
Went to howdy, which is so which kind is like, of
howdy.
Like,
exactly, you know, it's friendly. Yeah. You know,
the pipe that pipe cleaners aren't just for childhood crafts. They're for cleaning pipes.
Tobacco pipes. Yeah.
I love the idea of that, though. I would have been that kid. I would have been that little kid that thought they were just strictly for G.I. Joe guys. That's all I used them for.
And who thought, you know, growing up, what pipes they're talking about? They're not thinking of tobacco pipes because hardly anyone smokes them anymore.
Yeah.
So they're thinking of like your pipes, water pipes.
I did, though. I used to get in trouble with my Nana Pop, though. They, you know, the little swords that they used to, like for Meshire cherries and stuff
like that. Yeah, for your drinks. Yep.
They could never find them. They could never find any of them because I had all of them.
The G.I. Joe guys needed a sword.
They needed swords. They were swashbuckling, man. They need swords. that reindeer actually exist and they aren't just a mythical magical creature.
What?
Well, to live in the world where you thought reindeers were mythical creatures, that seems like
reindeer are just caribou, I think, basically. Yeah, they're the same animal, I think. Yeah. So, yeah. Reindeer coffee instead of caribou. They should change their name for the holidays.
Yes. That the Mad and Madmen stood for Madison Avenue.
Not crazy.
Yes.
Not insane. Right, yeah.
That one, I think you could be forgiven if you didn't know that one.
Well, if you saw the first episode, thing it said, they called themselves, you know, Madison Madmen. And so they actually let you know at the very, but you have to, I guess, watch the first episode to know that. But.
And it does seem, like Admen, Madmen.
Madmen, yep. Kinda, yeah. You know, yeah.
That Felix is the Latin word for lucky or happy, and that since the cartoon character Felix the Cat was a black cat, the name is meant to be ironic.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that one.
Did not know that one.
Some people say Felix was named as more of a play on feline as well. So there's that part.
There's
of
that
it
too. That would work, yeah.
One of the most underrated cartoon characters ever, Felix the Cat. Loved Felix the Cat. Great.
It's kind of really old, you know. You got to go back a ways to get to Felix, but yeah, good stuff.
That bats are not actually blind, like the phrase "blind as a bat" would suggest. No bat species are blind. Microbats see differently than humans, particularly in low light conditions. But megabats have eyesight as good as humans, if not better. Their sight is adapted to both night and daylight, including some color vision.
Wow, see, now that's way better than ours.
I had no idea any of that.
Right, but I think it's because they use, you know, sonar to find things. That's why people say that, yeah.
And that's really
fascinating. Yeah.
And some of the comments were far more obvious than others. Like someone said that they were in their 20s before they realized that Mickey Mouse was a mouse.
What?
I don't know.
That's weird.
I would be more curious of what Goofy is. I'm still on the fence about that.
He's supposed to be a dog.
Yeah, I know he's supposed to be a dog.
But Pluto's also a dog.
Pluto's also a dog.
Very confusing.
And they said that somehow they always thought Mickey was a dog until they asked someone why Mickey had such skinny little tail. That's I don't know if I'd admit that one. I'm going to be honest.
Name.
I don't know if that was it.
Yeah. It's in his name. Aye.
What is something obvious that you missed? I think that these are fun. I think, you know, if you can't laugh at yourself, you're not getting the joke. All right. Everybody does silly things. Every human being on the planet should be able to laugh at themselves.
Yeah.
I can't respect somebody that can't laugh at themselves. So have some
we
fun
all
with
do
this
it.
One.
It's everything everyone does.
I know. I'm positive. I guarantee you that I've got some of these. I just can't think of
now. I had a recent one that I was like, oh, wow. You know, blow my mind because it was so simple. But I can't remember it either now. So
but before the end of the show, we'll try to think.
We'll try to
think of what these are and stuff. Because I know that there's some there. Yes. We'll think of them. And we'll have some fun with that. And if you've got any that you're thinking of, 424-2600, 715-424-2600.
Help jog our memories. Maybe we'll come up with something.
Quick update on a story we did the other day. Applebee's announced a date night pass, which costs $200 and will give you $30 off your next 52 visits over the next year. And it could be worth over $1,300 in savings if you eat a lot of Applebee's. And the initial run sold out in seconds, but don't worry, Applebee's noticed, and they're making another 1,000 available due to the, quote, amazing interest.
Wow. That is actually a pretty darn good deal. I mean, if you go there a lot, that would make sense.
It's, you know, usually, it's pretty quick to
if you're not a regular, though, I wouldn't go for it,
That one, I agree with you. I think that's
a pretty darn good deal.
Pretty good deal. Pretty good deal. I like that one. I think that's
not bad.
And if people are curious, you can go ahead and go to Applebee's.com, find out more. This time they're selling them through a lottery, but you'll still need to act fast. You register by drawing Applebee's website through tomorrow, and you'll maybe have a chance to win this.
There you go.
The, quote, winners will be notified by email on Valentine's Day, so they can still work as a last-minute Valentine's gift if you are willing to take it to the chance. Are you feeling lucky? Are you? Are you feeling in love, or you want to celebrate love? We sure are here at WFHR. We're celebrating love right up until Valentine's Day. We want your love stories, your origin stories. Tell us how you met your significant other or something along those lines.
Yeah, funny, happy, weird. We want them all.
Share them with us on our WFHR Facebook page. Go on there and comment on the page. Otherwise, you can go and direct message us through there, or you can email us your love stories.
Yeah.
Get them to us. We'll draw a winner on Valentine's Day, and they'll win a two-night stay at the Hotel Mead, a great gifts from our friends at the Family Natural Foods at One Rose Greenhouse. It's going to be a lot of fun. Be sure to do that and celebrate love with us here at WFHR, everybody. Yep. Kicking off the 9 o'clock hour, our Pet of the Week from Medicine Rafter and our friends at the Southland County Maine Society coming up right here at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.